Farmers' markets are full of bright colored produce at this time of year. Think sweet stone fruit, tart berries, and tomatoes of every color. People love tasty heirloom tomatoes, but they can be hard to grow and they're expensive. That's why researchers want to create stronger plants to get more of those tomatoes out in front of you. And as FM89's Ezra David Romero reports, they're doing this using a new twist on an old technique.
Scott Stoddard is an expert when it comes to tomatoes. He plants rows and rows of the fresh market crop on farms across Merced and Madera counties for the UC Cooperative Extension.
They end up on sandwiches at Subway, also at any of your common hamburger places, In-N-Out, McDonald's, you name it.
Right now, those tomatoes taste fine and yield plenty, but he wishes they were more flavorful and had an even larger crop. So today he's conducting something of an experiment at a farm north of Madera. He and a crew of farm workers are planting 3,500 seedlings about a foot and a half from each other using this machine called a finger planter.
So it grabs the planter and it swings around towards the bottom and opens it up at the bottom and it drops it in there. And then there's also water going into here.
Okay, listo?
Yeah.
Guys?
All right.
But unlike the rest of the tomato plants grown in this field or any other outdoor field in California, these tiny shoots are grafted. Stoddard's taken disease and insect-resistant plants, cut the top off them, and placed the tip of a weaker but tastier-yielding tomato plant into the exposed tissue. The plants live in a greenhouse for a couple months, where they slowly fuse together before they're ready for planting.
Now we've got them in the field, and so now approximately 83 days from now, if all goes according to plan, we will be harvesting out here and see if we can see some yield differences.
Grafting is used for all sorts of trees, but is used less for plants like tomatoes for large-scale outdoor production. The process is a workaround for temperamental soil and pests like little worms called nematodes. The growing technique has proven successful for tomatoes grown in hothouses, but Stoddard wants to see how the grafted plants will do out in the open, planted in the valley's nutrient-rich soil.
The hypothesis here is that rootstocks will provide an economic yield increase of these varieties over an ungrafted plant. That's what we're testing to see whether that's true.
He's fairly certain the crop will take off, but he needs to make sure grafting will pan out economically before he recommends the practice to the growers he advises. Since grafted plants are more expensive than regular seedlings, he says he will need to see at least a 30% increase in yield.
They're very price sensitive. This is why it's experimental. So we do this on small basis and see if there's something potentially there that maybe then the growers might end up taking and moving on with.
About 150 miles north of this farm near Madera, Margaret Lloyd, a farm advisor for Yolo, Solano, and Sacramento counties, is also grafting tomato plants. But she's grafting heirloom varieties onto soil-resistant plants at UC Davis. Lloyd says heirloom tomatoes have a harder time fighting off disease and can easily bruise or break open.
We're kind of working at this level of finding non-chemical management tools that will help overcome these challenges so that they can continue to grow these nice heirloom varieties.
She's planting a quarter-acre field of the most common heirloom types, Brandywine, Cherokee Purple, and Marvel Stripe, as well as a yellow Sun Gold cherry tomato and a salad variety called Charger.
We're trying to understand some of the initial questions about whether these heirloom varieties that we're interested in can be grafted and how these combinations might perform under our environmental conditions.
Just like Stoddard, Lloyd is collecting data from the trial to see if grafting makes sense for the growers she represents. If both projects are successful, Lloyd and Stoddard agree that consumers could in time have a tastier, larger assortment of tomatoes for purchase in stores and at farmers markets. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero.